The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Seahawkers Podcast, your Seattle Seahawks podcast by 12s for 12s, with your hosts, Adam Emmert.
You know what you do when life gives you lemons? You don't make lemonade. You kick life in the balls, and you demand it gives you something better, like bacon.
Bacon's delicious.
And Brandon Schultz.
If you want to put your money toward helping this team win, buy a ticket to the game on Sunday and bring your adult voice and scream your adult brains out. That will make 10 times more the difference.
Go Hawks!
You're on a quest to own the West. Yippee-ki-yay, we make the ground shake. All on game day, 12-10. Yeah, he's feeling it, he's vital. The Seahawks coming to take division titles. We got Coach Carroll, cause he's in. I'm in, we all in.
Happy Blue Friday, 12s. This is the Seahawkers Podcast. I'm Brandon Schultz. And before we get going, I want to take just a moment to recognize the fact that it's been almost a full month since our last full episode, episode 104. But Adam and I are planning on meeting up in person this weekend. And we have a nice tribute show for Marshawn Lynch planned. We're working on our 2015 year in review show. And the offseason is just getting started. So, and one thing I want to mention, too, I think I put out there to a couple folks that were working on the year in review show. This isn't going to be just a clips show from different moments from us talking throughout the year. This is going to be a whole new show. So if you have a favorite moment from the Seahawks season that you want to make sure, or you have maybe an anecdote that you want to talk about where you were when such and such happened throughout the season, send those in to GoHawks@SeahawkersPodcast.com. One of the things we've been talking about doing is highlighting some of the work our Seahawkers clubs are doing around the country, mostly in this offseason, as there's going to be a little bit less Seahawks news going on. We want to talk about what the clubs are doing and talking football with Seahawks fans around the country and getting some different opinions, some different perspectives. And so this week, Amanda McDonald, president of the Carolina Seahawkers, joins the show to talk about some really important work they're doing to help the residents of Flint, Michigan. As you may or may not know, running back Thomas Rawls is from Flint. His mother, Deidre Whitley, a.k.a. Mama Rawls, still lives in Flint, and Amanda has been working to help raise money to deliver truckloads of water up to the folks in Flint. Amanda, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So you are the president of the Carolina Seahawkers. How did you get started with that?
Actually, got on Facebook one day whenever we were coming to play Carolina, the Seahawks. And I thought, well, let me see if I can find some people to tailgate. So Ian Smith contacted me from the UK Seahawkers. He said, I'm going to be in town. I'd love to be able to get together and tailgate with you guys. And then someone from the road crew contacted me and said, you know, we're looking for somebody on the ground over there to help us organize. So I did. And then somebody reached out to me from the Seahawkers organization and said, hey, you really should do a chapter. Wasn't sure really wanted to do that. And then Ian was like, come on, you're already doing it. So here I am.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, what is it like, especially with Carolina being a Super Bowl team this year? And I mean, the nice thing is that the Seahawks have been playing Carolina seemingly every year. Now, I guess both times were in Seattle this year, but it seems like the Seahawks are out there quite a bit. What is it like being a Seahawks fan in Carolina?
Well, that's very trying at times. It's not fun living in Panther Country right now since the Seahawks didn't make it past them. But I mean, you know, people want to know, they're like, why are you not rooting
right
over here? I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from West Virginia. But, you know, my husband was a Seahawks fan when I met him 20 years ago, and we went out to a game, and I fell in love with the city, fell in love with the fans. I couldn't believe how passionate they were about their football, and I love that. So I'm like, I'm going to be a Seahawks fan.
Nice. Well, one of the things that we've been wanting to do with the podcast, especially in the off season, with not as much football to talk about. Now we can talk football all year long, right? NFL's like 12 months out of the year now. But one of the things we want to do is kind of talk about some of the cool things some of the chapters are doing. And you are working on a really important issue with Mama Rawls. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Amanda.
Okay, well, as everybody knows, in Flint, Michigan, the water was contaminated with lead. It's a lot worse up there than what the news is putting out there, what the media is reporting on. We have come together with Mama Rawls to try to get some water together to get up there to hand out to the people. We realized that it was just a little bit of water we were trying to set up. Now we realize that we really need a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've teamed up with Costco, thanks to one of the members who is in my chapter. He used to work there, and he reached out to them to say, hey, what can you do? And here in Charlotte, the Costco Charlotte even paid for one of those pallets. They gave us a price of $163 per pallet. We're asking folks to please sponsor a pallet. If you can't sponsor a pallet, anything, you know, that you can donate. They have a thing on Facebook where they're doing, you know, hey, 12s, let's all donate $12 a piece. So I've got some donations coming in, $12 a piece. I think that's pretty cool because that will add up to become a pallet. We just sent out a truck to Michigan that got there on Tuesday. Four of my members, Jackson McDonald, Bernard Bickerstaff, Michael Russell, and Austin Peterson, they drove 10 hours from Charlotte up there to meet Mama Rawls to hand out water and help take water to people who could not get out, like the elderly and mm-hmm. disabled. And they have reported back to me it's a lot worse than we really know.
Wow.
They said that truck lasted an hour and 45 minutes. So we're working on our second truck. We're seven pallets short of getting that rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is three trucks. I'm going to keep it open to whoever wants to donate for as long as we can keep water rolling up there.
So you're looking for $12 a person to kind of help out with that. What's the best place for people to go to help support that? Is there a website online that's the best or through PayPal?
Well, we do have a website. Well, we have Facebook. It's on my Facebook. I'm under Amanda Ellswick McDonald. Also, Carolina Seahawkers. Greg Woodoff. He's also running a page the 12s helping Flint. It's on there. Our PayPal account that we're accepting donations into is addnwps@yahoo.com. People can donate through that. Mm-hmm. Anybody can message me or they can email me. And my email is tkah70@gmail.com.
Excellent. And we'll put that in our podcast show notes, include that online. Or if people, too, just want to send it to how they normally donate to our Seahawkers podcast page through PayPal, we'll make sure to pass on all those donations to you guys as well.
Absolutely. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. No, this is an important issue. And how did this all come about? Because obviously, you know, Carolina, not very close to Michigan, but Thomas Rawls, it is his hometown, Flint, Michigan. How did the Carolina Seahawkers get involved in this?
Well, I had a relationship with Thomas Ross's mom early on in the year when he first got on the team. Her and I became really good friends on Facebook, and we talked about Thomas back and forth. I think he's a very talented young man. I think he's going to bring a lot to our team. And then when I found out that he was from Flint and this was going on, somebody brought the water issue to him. Somebody that's not even a Seahawks man. Gosh, you know, the water issue. And I thought, wow, that's where Thomas is from. And so Dee and I had talked about the water, and she just kind of told me her whole thing. I mean, she hasn't lived in her home for 4 months.
Wow.
She's staying with her other son because of the water issue. I mean, they can't even bathe in this water. So she says, I thought I might start asking for help, reaching out to some of the charters. I would like a charter to back this, and I want to know if you'd be willing to do this. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're definitely 12s. That's what we do. We'll get it done. So we started reaching out, and this is where we're at now.
So you have you filled up one truck. You've almost filled the second truck. Who have you guys been getting help from to do all this?
Well, a lot of our members have given donations. And also, I want to reach out and say, hey, thank you to the Midwest Seahawkers. They gave us quite a few sponsorships with the pallets. And also Fleetmatix, it's a company here in Charlotte that sells GPSs. One of our members works there, and most of them are Panthers fans. They all took up money to fill that truck. They did more than half of that truck, the first truck. The second truck, we have a lot of other Seahawkers chapters giving money and donating money. So I'll be making a list of those and giving them a shout out. So thank you so much for that.
Well, that's really one of my favorite things when not just Seahawks fans can come together, but we can bring in fans from other fan bases to help support issues like this. And yeah, three trucks and to be almost to the second one more after that. Hopefully we can help along with that and get some water up to the folks in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our guys are on their way back now, and they may take another trip up depending on, you know, when the trucks roll up next week. But we're worried about some weather coming through. And mm-hmm. Mama Ross, she does have people on the other end to help her. She's got some people at Costco. Ross has got some family up there, and I think he's going to be in town in a week or two as well. We're hoping to get all those pallets sponsored, and Costco has agreed to deliver that for free for us. So it's been awesome. The problem is the water is so heavy. We have a lot of people here that will donate, mm-hmm. but the water is so heavy to get it shipped. So Costco has agreed to do that for us. The water actually is a neat little story. The water is coming out of Kirkland. It's Kirkland water.
Sure.
And it's packed 40, and it's 48 cases on a pallet, and they're selling a pallet for $163.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool how that happens to be from Washington.
Well, I got to say, just as a parent watching this whole issue going on in Flint with the water, it's really disturbing to know just how, well, to know how long it's been going on for. But then, you know, you see kids and you kind of, growing up in the U.S., you kind of count on water. You kind of take it for granted that when you turn on the tap or you know, put your kids in the tub, that the water is going to be good water. And for them to go through this and to not be able to even put your kid in a bath, it's really disturbing.
It is disturbing. You're right. And we don't know how blessed we are, the ones that we aren't going through that. My guys kept sending me pictures. Oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe, you know, how bad it is here, these people. I felt so sorry for them. My husband's even told me, you know, I'm really soft-hearted. I try to save the world. I don't know I can't, but I try. And he's like, you know, you can handle it up here. You'd be so upset. So I do, my heart goes out to those people. A lot of people can't afford to do a pallet, and that's fine. I've gotten $5, $10 donations, people apologizing for only sending that amount. Hey, that adds up to a pallet.
Yep.
So anything you give, we appreciate.
Well, I want to thank you, Amanda, for doing what you've been doing. Thanks for working with Mama Rawls and getting that done. And yeah, we'll try and help out any way we can too. And if people want to join maybe people haven't heard of the Carolina Seahawkers. If they want to join, is the best way just to get in touch with you through the Carolina Seahawkers Facebook page?
Absolutely. You can do the Facebook page. We also have a website, carolinaseahawkers.org. And they can, like I said, they can send email or they can go on the main Seahawkers page. They're in Seattle.
Very cool. Well, thanks, Amanda, for coming on. Best of luck with everything you're doing and go Hawks.
Thank you very much for having me. Go Hawks!
So thanks to Amanda McDonald for coming on the show and the work she's doing with the Carolina Seahawkers. Since we recorded that interview, they actually sent their second truck up to Flint, Michigan. They're working on their third truck. So remember, check the show notes if you need that PayPal address, addnwps@yahoo.com, if you want to help out and send that right along. And Adam and I will be back in a few days talking about the retirement of Marshawn Lynch and lots of free agent news going on for the Seahawks.